All right. So who's on the menu for the left today? What's going on, guys? It's Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. And, you know, I guess we got a lot going on with, you know, whether it's the left attacking Joe Rogan or, you know, this whole thing with Brian Flores trying to get that Nike cap deal. But either way, I'll talk about Joe Rogan at another time. I got your back, Joe. So do millions of other people. But either way, let's talk about Brian Flores. So, talking about Brian Flores, let's break this down just a little bit. So, for those of you in the audience who don't know, Brian Flores is the former head coach for the Dolphins, former assistant coach for the Patriots. And so it came out, I think either earlier this week or late last week, that he was suing the NFL. And he's suing the NFL because, you know, of I guess the prejudice and discrimination of being a black coach. And also, he said that Stephen Ross, which is the Miami Dolphins owner, paid him or was going to pay him $100,000 to lose games. You know, he said something to the tune of, hey, take vacations, I'll give you $100,000 for every game you lose. All right. Now, this all started from a text message that Coach Flores, or ex-Coach Flores, received from Bill Belichick, saying, you know, congratulations on getting the Giants job. And come to find out that at the time, Coach Flores did not interview yet. And so that was, you know, like, that was a little fishy to Flores, right? And he didn't mean to text Flores. He meant to text Brian Daboll, not Brian Flores. You know, this could be just Bill Belichick trying to screw over the Dolphins again, but that's a story for another day. All right, so we got that broken down a little bit more. So with all of that information, Brian Flores, you know, is upset because, you know, he's going on this, you know, sham interview, as he calls it. And, you know, now it turns into a race thing, I guess. Yeah, I know. Everything turns into a race thing. So what happens is the league, they have what is known as the Rooney Rule. And so the Rooney Rule says that you have to interview a certain number of coaches and a certain number of minority coaches, right? So, you know, black, Asian, Hispanic, like whatever, you know? And so, with that being said, you know, if you do know, you know, your history, it is exactly like the whole affirmative action thing. And the biggest problem with the affirmative action and the Rooney Rule is the fact that, you know, the business still controls who they hire. So if they want to hire somebody, but they have to meet a quota, saying, oh, hey, you know, but we did interview, you know, all of these black people and the Spanish people and, you know, all the other minorities, but we decided that this person was the best candidate. You know, it's your company. You know, it's your team. And so that seems, you know, it seems reasonable. But now, you know, the rule that was sort of put in place to, you know, help out different minorities as far as coaching and ownership and things like that has sort of backfired. So now we're just, You know, we're in this area where you're fighting almost a losing battle, because even when, you know, he was going on, Brian Flores, I mean, he was going on all these talk shows and, you know, he was actually, you know, he was discussing, you know, like what he thinks the league could do. And at this point, you know, he's like, oh, well, if there was more black owners. And so, you know, there's, so just in general, like to have more black owners, it's not just like buying an NFL team. Like, you know, you can get a couple of your buddies, you know, that make, you know, six figures and you can just go buy a team. No, you know, these teams are worth hundreds of millions / billions of dollars. So you have to have some kind of, you know, I mean, you have to have big money. Plus, you know, if you have in the 100 millions, you know, and you want to go, you know, you want to get in on it, you know, with a couple of other black, you know, or minority leaders with that kind of money, you can. But with that being said, you know, that's sort of, you know, that's just not where we find ourselves right now. You know, in order to, you know, in order to, like, for that to happen, then you would, you know, the league would basically have to say, okay, hey, you know, you white owners, you know, 30% of you have to go. Right, so 30% have to sell the team to minority owners. And, you know, which is in itself also racist. And that was the thing with the, you know, with the affirmative action, with the Rooney Rule. You know, and we've, you know, I've been talking about this forever. You know, even before, you know, like the growth and, you know, the person I am today, it was sort of like, you know, those rules were racist, like, you know, in its nature. Because if you're saying that, like, somebody's skin color is going to dictate, you know, whether or not they get the job, you know, not their actual qualifications, then that's discrimination. So, you know, that, like, that is a racist rule, technically. And, you know, to see it backfire and then Brian Flores and Suzy NFL. And so, backtracking a little bit, you know, so when he sues the NFL, you know, he focuses on the NFL plus three other teams, the Denver Broncos, the New York Giants, and the Miami Dolphins. So the Miami Dolphins were not in the, you know, not in the race, I guess the race area of, you know, this class action lawsuit, you know, and class action, that means other people can join. So I'd imagine they brought a class action lawsuit because, you know, maybe former coaches, former players, you know, people like want to get in the mix of, you know, sort of all the shady things that have been going around the NFL for, you know, decades. But going back, so his, I guess the suit for the Denver Broncos was, you know, I guess John Elway and a couple of their execs flew out to see Flores to interview him for the coaching position. And at the time, him and the New England Patriots were in the Super Bowl. So they flew out to see them, you know, and interviewed him. And Brian Flores said that, you know, John Elway, which is the owner of the Denver Broncos, and I think he's the owner. Don't quote me on that. He's either the owner or the GM. But either way, high executive in the Denver Broncos organization. And Brian Flores said, you know, when they met up, you know, they were late and he looked disheveled as if he was drinking. And so, and really, you know, it's really he said, he said type things. But, you know, if you do watch football and you know who Elway is, then you also know that Elway just sort of looks disheveled all the time. You know, so whether he's always drinking or, you know, that's just what, you know, that's just what he looks like, you know, getting into his old age and the stress of, you know, just life and owning a football franchise. You know, so, you know, who knows, right? And, you know, Elway did release a statement saying that, you know, like, they, you know, they deny the allegations, you know, and it's also one of those things where, you know, like you waste, you know, a lot of that time to, you know, fly out and, you know, meet with a potential candidate. And, you know, they're probably, you know, paying for his meals and his things, you know, just for, you know, just for the heck of it. So, you know, that's a little bit iffy too, you know, so I don't know what you do about something like that. And then obviously the Giants one was obvious. It was a mix up or, you know, a mess up by Bill Belichick sending the text to Brian Flores instead of Brian Daboll. And that was, it was, I think that was the straw that sort of broke the camel's back, because Flores thought he was going in for an interview for, you know, a potential head coaching job. You know, and he didn't, you know, he, not that he thought he would get it or whatever it was, but, you know, he went to an interview, and now, before he even interviewed, you know, found out that they had basically already hired Brian Daboll, and so they were just giving him a, you know, quote-unquote sham interview. And this one is, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, the racist owners and how the league's racist and, you know, like, nobody's really saying, you know, what you can do to fix it. Or people are sort of just saying that, I mean, it's really just a, it's a hard feat to begin with, because you have owners and, you know, and it's not like the NFL runs the owners. Like, the owners run the NFL. And because, you know, it's their team, they purchased it. And so it's not just like the NFL could, you know, they have, like, different committees and things. Like, so you can, like, overthrow, like for instance, like, if the Stephen Ross allegations turn out to be true and you can prove that they're true, you know, like, they can make an owner sell the team and do things like that. But for the most part, you know, this is, you know, they're, like, it's their company and their organization, and they can choose to run it however they run it. And to, you know, like, and just for everybody to say, oh, okay, you know, like, we need black, you know, we have a lot of black players, so we need black coaches and owners because they can see eye to eye. And then, you know, but then you just, you, like, you're fighting the other way, because, you know, your teams are more than just black people. You know, there's white people on your teams, there's Spanish people, there's some Asian people, African, like, there's, you know, like, so there's different types of people. So to say that you just need more minority or black owners, like, that's, you know, it's like, it's a racist statement in itself. But I digress. Now, if you, you know, if you guys are like most of us, right, and I'm talking about the, you know, this audience, me, the people that you know, right, the workers, you know, like, whether it's 9 to 5 or you have anything going on, either way, we've all been in those interviews, right? You know, like, I've been to many interviews and, you know, where I was, you know, like, you're just like, there's no way I'm not getting this job because of how dynamic you were in the interview. And then come to find out that, like somebody, you know, like you heard through the grapevine that somebody else already got, you know, that promotion or that position that you, you know, that you were going for. And, you know, like somebody got it, you know, it could have been a week before, you know, and they had to do their due diligence, you know. So, and most people, you know, and most companies now have that, you know, where, you know, you have to interview a certain amount of people. But I also don't think that should, you know, that should go against, you know, who's better for the job. And I don't believe, you know, like, I don't believe I've ever walked into an interview and just said, oh, okay, you know, like, just gotten a job and going, oh, man, like, I think there was somebody better for the position, or, you know, vice versa. And so I don't actually, I'm not necessarily sure what, you know, what Flores is hoping to gain, you know, if it's just sort of shedding light, which is, it's definitely shedding light on the fact that, you know, there's not a lot of black people that are owners. There's not a lot of black coaches. But then again, you know, there's not a lot of, like, you know, there's 32 teams. So that means there's only 32 head coaches. And there's only 32 owners, you know, and whatever, you know, like, because obviously you can go in ownership with somebody. But, you know, like, there's only 32 teams. So the fact that, you know, like, you're saying that, oh, you know, like, you need more of these people. It's just like, dude, white coaches get fired just as much as black coaches do. You know, so, you know, I'm sure there's not owners going, because and that's the thing about, like, that's the thing about football. Like, these owners, you know, like, they want to win championships. Like, regardless of who you are, the more you win, the more money your team makes, the more money your franchise makes, the more money you make, you know, the better you look as an organization. Like, that's what the NFL is all about. So they're high, you know, they're obviously hiring people that give them the better chance to win. And obviously, I'm not saying, you know, like, you've seen, like, some weird stuff, like, you know, like the John Gruden stuff, where, you know, he comes out of retirement and they pay him $100 million. You know, the whole Adam Gase getting hired even though he's a train wreck. You know, there's going to be people like that, because, you know, like, you build relationships and, you know, some people, they, like, they stick up for you. But that's just, that's networking, you know. So I really don't, you know, I think we're sort of losing track of what, you know, what's being accomplished. Right? And nobody, you know, everybody are just saying, oh, we need this and we need that, but nobody has a solution for it. And, you know, to be honest, with everything I just covered, like, I don't really know if there's a solution for it. You know, and I'm not sure who got their, you know, paws into Brian Flores, but this just seems like a losing battle, just because, you know, and who knows, they could have, you know, they could have a plethora of evidence, you know, but it just seems like if they did have anything, you know, while this is going to take it long for everybody to investigate, like, you would think there'd be some kind of, you know, hey, you know, like, this person heard this or that. And, you know, at this point, it's all just, like, it's all he said, he said. You know, so Brian Flores said that, you know, the Denver Broncos executives looked disheveled and they looked like they had been drinking. And, you know, there's nothing to corroborate that. You know, they put out a statement saying that, no, that's not true. And, you know, unless they got emails or some kind of video or Brian Flores was recording, like how can you even, you know, how can you even go through that? And then for the Giants, you know, who really knows what would have, who knows what would have happened? You know, even though, you know, Dable was the front runner for the job, who's to say that, you know, they weren't doing their due diligence on Brian Flores? They could have been asking them there to be, one of their coordinators. You know, they could have been asking them to be, an executive. Like nobody really knows, there's a couple different reasons you sit down for interviews. But, you know, he went straight to, hey, I didn't get a fair shake because I'm black. And it's just like, no, you just got fired after two consecutive winning seasons. And, it's not just because, this guy didn't make the playoffs. It was he didn't make the playoffs, but he was still winning. But, he's a complete D-bag. Stopped talking to his coaches, basically stopped talking to the owner and GM, and was just very, the media was just a very hard person to get along with. And that's why he was fired. And so, now to go out and say, I think I earned it, that's not up to you, obviously. There's some people, they just, you need to go to a coaching rehab. Look at Josh McDaniels, the new head coach of the Raiders. He did not have a strong outing with the Denver Broncos. And he said, that was on me. I was sort of an a-hole. And, now, I feel like I can deal with players better. And so now we're giving it a go. And that's really what Brian Flores should have did. They said it. He was just hard to work with. And, that Bill Belichick tree is sort of, it's the same all over. But, guys, there's no race stuff to this. And it's always, I was watching Whitlock talk about it, Jason Whitlock, and he was talking about it, and it always seems that, and to me, I don't care. I don't think that, color or race should be involved in, any sort of political agenda or any sort of, company stuff, any sort of, sporting events. I just don't think it has a place. But, they never get, they never get, I don't even know which word to use, because I was going to say the real black guys. But which is, that's what it is, they get the Obamas, they get the Colin Kaepernicks, the Brian Floreses, right? Where you're just all right, the dude sort of looks black, he might be, but, you end up having, some kind of thing where it's but he's half white and half black, or, he's married to a white woman, and I'm married to a white woman, so, I understand exactly, what that, but I don't care, race is not my thing, I fell in love with somebody, and we got married, and, but that's not the way that the, the political side wants to see it, and Brian Flores, while he's, being the martyr for, this issue, he has a wife that's white, along with kids that are half white and half black. And then, he's trying, now he's trying to earn his blackness card. I'm not necessarily sure, what exactly, you know, like what exactly he hopes to accomplish in doing any of this. So, yeah, with that being said, you know, like, gosh, I would love to hear some of your opinions. You know, you can reach out, you know, give me a shout. And yeah, I just, this one, you know, this one is sort of, this one's real mind-boggling because, you know, it just seems like everything else in the media, like, they're just, like, just bouncing stuff off the wall, like, you know, hoping, like, the social justice people will kick in. Like, you know, there's no sort of substance to any of this. You know, we're just wishing that, oh, hey, you know, like, we're just playing this race war still. Oh, we just want to be equal, you know, like, you know, I know we don't have to ride in the back of the bus anymore, and, I know that we're making millions of dollars, and, I know that we get equal opportunity and equal education, you know, and I know that, you know, a lot of us are now part of the 1%, but, you know, like, the stuff back in the day sort of sucked, and, you know, we're seeing the residual effects of it, so, you know, we're gonna need to, you know, get better, guys. We need to just have, you know, if there's gonna be 15 white people up there, you know, there needs to be 15 black people up there, right? And so, you know, we're just in this, in this society, right? Like, so in this whirlwind of, okay, like, I know that, you know, we're doing better, but, like, there's still more stuff to get done and more stuff to complain about. And guess, like, I'm not right there with all of you because I believe that, you know, like, the opportunity is there. I just, you know, like, there's value in different things, you know, like, you know, having more black head football coaches is not, like, the biggest, you know, like, that's not the biggest thing on our radar as a society, you know, and so in the fact that, you know, they're thinking that, you know, they're playing this card and using it as some kind of political agenda is, you know, I mean, it's just like you know, all these new age lefties and, you know, social justice warriors to do. Like, no, you know, nothing is substance anymore. Everything is just, you know, about the feelings. You know, this is what I feel like. You know, like, so you need to get in line, or, you know, we're just going to cancel you. This is what I feel like. It's like, no, man. Like, I don't care how you feel. Like, what is, you know, like, what's the numbers? What's the logistics of all this stuff? You know, like, if you do have a solution, you know, like, hey, we're ready to hear it. But nobody has solutions. Like, everybody just says, oh, we need more black people here. We need more Spanish people here. Like, and there's no sort of solutions. Like, all of the solutions are, you know, just as racist as, you know, going back in the day where, you know, like, we weren't allowed to drink water fountains. You know, drinking, you know, the same water fountains. So, you know, you either have it where, you know, we're going back to the Civil War, or, you know, people start to get some common sense and, you know, we start to sort of reel it back in a little bit. But, you know, today, sort of where, you know, all of this social justice stuff is going, and even things like this, at any point, somebody can just call out, and, like, I can just go, hey, there's not enough black tenants in my building. I need more black tenants in my building. I don't think the leasing office is giving, you know, the fair shake to black people in my building. And then, you know, like, and then people will really be on board. Like, oh, yeah, like, is that building racist? It's like, no, that's not how it happens. You know, just like anybody else, you could just come lease it out. You know, and, you know, there's different, you know, there's obviously different things. If somebody comes before you, you know, if somebody maybe has more money, you know, that, like, you maybe don't get a fair shake, but that's, you know, like, that's one time. You know, and that's sort of just like this carousel of, hey, you know, we need more minorities in these places. Instead of, you know, trying to, you know, come up with a plan. We just want to talk about it. We don't want to plan anything. We just wanted you guys to feel bad. You and all your white privilege. Man, this is crazy. Yeah, but, yeah, maybe, another time I'll talk about, the whole Joe Rogan thing. But, yeah, I'm not sure what exactly Brian Flores and his team have planned. Also, the lawyer. Let's talk about the lawyers. You know, you got, you know, you're talking about this, you know, these black issues, and there always seems to be white lawyers. Like, there's no black lawyers. Like, if there's no black lawyers, can we boycott that? Because you would just think that, you know, and there's plenty of heavy hitter black lawyers. And so the fact that, you know, this political agenda stuff is just like, they get like one black dude that's the face of it. And then just all these, you know, white lefty liberals just pulling all the strings. And it's just like, okay, so this is the opposite of what we're trying to do. This is crazy. You guys need to open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. This is not right. Keep playing the race war, and you will see even a greater divide, which is not what we want. Everybody thinks they want another civil war. You really do not. Just check your history books, folks. Awesome. Time for me to sign off, guys. I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. I've gone through so many name changes because, you know, when I started this podcast, it was, you know, like woke just meant like a different thing. It wasn't all this like social justice warrior bullcrap. It was just like, you know, like you were woke to like the things that were going on around you. You know, not just like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm woke to everybody being racist and me being, you know, less than. Crazy. Stomping on eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. You guys have a wonderful evening, wonderful night. Peace.